everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Most Clicked. I'm Matt, and I'm your stand-in host for this week. Nathan's wife has had a baby, so big congratulations to him. I am, however, joined by Kyle. And Kyle, what are we going to talk about this week?
Big congrats to Nath, first of all. That's awesome. Funny how we were waiting about 20 minutes to join the call beforehand, weren't we? And I was thinking, where is he? there's a bit of a topic we can riff on today, actually. So I covered in my newsletter last week about how Google actually released a report saying that almost half of Gen Z now use social media, and specifically TikTok, for search, which is quite surprising coming from Google. You think they'd be trying to like quash this down a little bit, but it seems to me that they're leaning into this now, and they're probably ready to take it on. And I think, you know, Matt, we were talking beforehand about, you know, first hearing something like that, you might be thinking, nah, that can't be right. Yeah. But you go ahead. Like, you had some interesting takes on this.
Yeah, that was my exact reaction when I first read it. I said, no, surely not. And then I read a little bit more of what you had written, and I was like, oh, actually, yeah, I fall into the same category. And I mentioned to you earlier, Kyle, I took a trip to London earlier this year. And before I went, I was looking for places to eat. And I think a couple of years ago, I'd have gone to Google, I'd have gone to TripAdvisor. But I didn't. I went to TikTok. And it just gives you a really different experience and a different perspective on where's good to go. And I couldn't believe I actually fit into the same category that you were writing about.
Yeah, I'm not quite in that category myself. I don't know. I think it's like, I think you reach a point, don't you? And then it becomes natural for you to do some sort of action. Like I still don't have the reaction to want to see a situation and take a picture of it and post it on social, for instance. And I think I've got probably a little bit of a journey to go before I use TikTok or Instagram for search. But Gen Z, not so much of a journey. It's interesting to me as well. Like Instagram, they recently released they've already have a map built into the app, but they've updated it in the last few weeks, I think. And you can now actually search locations based on the stories that people post. So there's a lot of movement now coming for those innovations that Google came up with in like terms of maps, locations, etc. Just sort of eating Google's lunch. So quite a scary time for the company, but they do have a few innovations happening themselves. They're rethinking how people experience spaces. So they've invested in something called Immersive View, which is absolutely fascinating. It's sort of like, you know, when Google Earth was released, you could zoom in and see locations based on satellite photography. But Immersive View is built using AI. So it's a much more fluid view of a space. And the activity that happens when you're looking at these real life sort of pictures, they're all generated by AI. So you can look at a street in London, and it looks like it's happening now, but actually AI is filling all the blanks. So you can get a sense of how busy a place is. You can even go into buildings and look around them based on like older footage has already been taken by Google. And, you know, you can see they're trying to design something for a generation that didn't grow up with roadmaps like you and me, Matt.
Yeah, there's another point that we were chatting about before we came on here to record was the use of maps. And Elliot, who's behind the scenes producing Most Clicked, we kind of said to him, do you know what an A to Z is? And he didn't really know what it was. And he kind of, once we described it, he recalled it from his childhood. But when I learned to drive, that's what I used a map. So the transition then to smartphones and using the maps on smartphones makes sense. But I guess as new generations of users come through who have no experience with an A to Z or one of those big road maps that you used to have in your car back in the day, it makes sense to change things up. And I also mentioned to you, Carl, I've been in the market for a new car. And I can't for the life of me remember which model it was, but whilst I've been going around to garages, one of the salesmen mentioned to me a new heads-up display that uses AI to map all of the directions into your vision onto the screen, so you can, it tells you which lane to be in, where to turn, and even that I thought was insane. And that's a step behind all of the Google stuff you've been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, Google has a bit of a journey to go on here, don't they? With just bringing their products to contend in this space. And I know social media slowly is taking away a lot of the functionality that people used to rely on Google for. And I don't know if you remember, but a year ago now, Google was trying to integrate social sharing into its search engine results pages, which is a bizarre concept. So you could actually, when you searched, there was a call to action to actually share your results. I thought that's so odd. And they have had that failed project of Google Plus as well, haven't they, which was like a Facebook clone when Facebook was cool. So yeah, they've got a lot of ground to make up here. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they just have to move in a slightly different direction. But it's quite sober when you think of all the Google technology that we use. It was built probably around 10 years ago, isn't it? Yeah. Google Workspace, Gmail's even older than that. Google Maps, all of these things are kind of old style. Doesn't mean they're not good, but I couldn't name a new product that's come out of Google in the last 5 years, perhaps. Maybe I'm missing something obvious. Obviously, they've got their hardware of like Pixel and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm struggling to pick out a piece of software, an application that's been built by Google. I don't know if you know of any.
I can't off the top of my head. And I think just to go back to your earlier point around Instagram, that I'm not a big Instagram user, so I can't kind of speak from direct experience, but you were talking about the being able to see things based on a map, and it's almost like Google started the trend and then other people are beginning to take over from that. And when I was in London, my trip, that's exactly what I needed. I needed to be able to be somewhere, go on to TikTok and then see everything that was around me so that I knew that I wasn't looking for something that was 10 miles away across the city. So I'm excited by some of these things that are coming forward. Sound amazing.
Yeah. And that's how we see, isn't it? If you're in a location, you navigate based on context and place and what's around you. Whereas a map, obviously, it used to be like the way that you did these sort of things, but I remember trying to follow like road atlases and stuff. It's bloody hard because it's not a one-to-one ratio and things. And this red road here doesn't look like the area that you're on, does it? And there are probably better ways to do this now, like your heads-up display. And as a space and navigating spaces, I think technology is on the cusp now of like major disruptions in that area, like Google's immersive view and all those sort of things. So yeah, really interesting space. And I'm glad Google released this report because it highlights that it's aware that it needs to perhaps try something different if TikTok or Instagram is now meeting that sort of user need.
So just before we wrap up, how do you think we can bring this back to the education space?
I mean, one of the things I wrote about was, look, if Instagram's releasing this sort of in context like map that has stories on it, I think a brand could potentially publish stories at popular venues, raise its profile that way. I mean, if a university based in a city and you perhaps have a problem embedding yourself in that local community, a good way to go about that would be to find some of these locations and, create your own stories around those. And this is something that we've probably done in the past, but we haven't had a way to kind of connect that with a wider, like, location-based experience. That's a good way into it. And the other takeaway is just be aware that, you might be leaning quite heavy on SEO, and that makes complete sense because it's a building block of the internet. But you shouldn't discount the power of discovery you know, designing content that is to be consumed natively in TikTok and Instagram. And to understand, a lot of people are doing that already, but to see those sort of statistics that, you know, Gen Z use TikTok as a utility. They use it to get something done as well as entertainment. I think that's an important thing to bear in mind when you're creating content for that platform.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, nice. Well, I've really enjoyed that episode. That was a good one. So thanks, Kyle. And thanks, everybody, for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you've enjoyed what you've seen. And hopefully we'll see you all next week.